We have a special guest in the studio. Hello, special guest.
Hello.
We have Mark Davenport here in the KRFC studios today, and today's a very special day for Mark because he is releasing online here on our show his brand new CD, Joyful Sighs and Soulful Hymns. So, Mark, why don't you tell us a little bit about, how you got here, and then we'll talk about the CD.
Well, first, thanks for helping me with the release of the CD. It's
sure.
Great to be here. This was a real experiment for me after having written songs for over 25 years. But I also play Renaissance music, and for the last couple of decades, I've performed professionally. I teach, I direct early music ensemble. The two areas never really crossed until this project. And it's something I've wanted to do for a long time. Renaissance music is so lush and beautiful, and I've always thought that some of those melodies would make great popular songs. And so this is the project where I finally put these two interests together.
Bringing centuries together here.
16th century, yeah.
Wow, with the 21st century.
Right, 500 years of difference, but many similarities.
So we're going to be listening to some of Mark's work here just shortly. Is there anything you want to talk about? You talked about your early training a little bit. Yeah, and you mentioned that. So what is your background? I mean, as far as performing and
well, I grew up in a household of professional performers. And they all performed Renaissance music. So I think my third word was Krumhorn, then Daddy, and then Sackbutt. So,
what? Okay.
So, it's been part of my blood. I grew up with it. Everybody in the family plays. And I played professionally at a very early age. But at the same time, we had a baby grand piano in the house. I think we got that when I was about 14. Fell in love with the instrument, fell in love with singing. And, it was a time in the 70s when I was really into some of those great singer-songwriters, people like James Taylor, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and probably Joni Mitchell above all. I really, got into the aspect of not only being a performer, but writing your own material. So that's what I got into for many years before I went back and got into academia.
Yeah, so I know that before you went back into academia, you performed and traveled and toured.
Six nights a week.
Yeah, so what was that like? What was some of the bands you were in back in those days?
It was they were a combination of a lot of New York bands. There was all original. We played at places like Max's Kansas City and Great Gildersleeves and The Bitter End in Manhattan. And it was a lot of fun. It was great to do when you were younger and not quite as great when you have a family and kids. And that was sort of what led me back to teaching in school and something that I really enjoy.
Well, I think you've been able to do something that a lot of musicians haven't been able to do, is to keep music at the forefront of their lives and still move into another career path, but yet keep music at the right on top. And And this CD is another direction, another element of that whole effort. And
one of the great things about Renaissance music is, rather than pop music where you have a melody and harmony, where you're harmonizing one single line, in Renaissance music you have five and six melodies all happening at the same time. So I think this first track you're going to play, Little Star, is it's a good song to hear the differences. It starts off with these multiple four- and five-part harmonies. I had some second- and third-grade students from Aurora Public Schools singing on this, and it was great to have them into the studio working on these sort of the juxtaposition between this innocent sound of kids singing. And then when I'm singing the more sort of the pop style back and forth between the song, you really hear how different Renaissance music can sound from sort of straight ahead singer-songwriter. And piano, of course, is the instrument that goes from the beginning through the end. It sort of links everything together and makes sense out of it. But it's a good example of how different popular music can be from Renaissance music, yet at the same time, I think they're able to work together.
Oh, well, we'll have to give a listen here. Shall we give it a spin?
Sure.
All right, here we're going to listen to Little Star, which is track 2 off of Mark Davenport's Joyful Sighs and Soulful Hymns, right here on KRFC Fort Collins.
What of our children? What of our
Mark Davenport. It's a cut off of Joyful Sighs and Soulful Hymns. We just heard track two, Little Star. And Mark's live in the studio with us today, and we're pleased to have him here. He's releasing the CD live on air on our show on the Wednesday Morning Mix here on KROC. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Wait, say that again.
There I am.
Yeah, there you are. You're doing great. And Mark has in his arms a bass recorder. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. If you didn't recognize some of those instruments on that track, it's mainly the low recorders, the tenor and bass recorders. Most people are, you know, if they've heard of recorders at all, it's the little soprano that kids do in elementary school. But this one's about 3 feet long. And
yes.
It's a bass instrument, and I'm using this along with tenor and bass viola da gambas, and Wendy Gillespie is playing those tracks throughout the album. So it gives it that nice sort of authentic Renaissance sound in terms of instrumentation, then balanced with the sort of more traditional rock instruments.
It's a beautiful instrument. I mean, if you folks could see us, if we were a television show, you could see how beautiful this bass recorder is. It's gorgeous.
I'll play you a little melody. You know, again, that last song was from a 16th century Villancico by Gombert. He was a famous Renaissance composer. It's a five-part piece, and I took, you know, I sort of took little snippets of some of the melodies and then created the melody for that last song. So one of the melodies is the intro melody, and I'll play that on the bass.
All right.
So you can hear that as sort of the basis of the melody, and then layered on top of that, the counter melodies and all the instrumentation.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So, folks, if you just tuned in, we have Mark Davenport live in the studio today, and he's releasing his brand new CD, Joyful Sighs and Soulful Hymns. Mark is a local musician from Louisville, Colorado, and he also teaches down in Denver at Regis University, and is the director of the music program down there. What would you like to say more about your CD and maybe some of the people that are on there?
Yeah, well, I used actually the guitarist and bass player David Snyder is someone I've worked with for over 30 years. We live next door to each other in upstate New York, so it was a little bit of a miracle that 30 years later he moved five blocks away from me in Louisville, set up a studio there, and so we did a lot of work together on this album. And he works with a studio engineer and owner of Far and Away Studios, Jeff Gray, in Boulder. And that's where, through Jeff and David, I met the drummer, Kristen Teal, who's really phenomenal and really added to the sound. And that's also where I heard for the first time the pedal steel playing of Daniel Jones. And I heard him playing and said, "Who is this guy?" And they said, "Dan Jones." And I said, "Well, I know a Dan Jones." But the Dan Jones I know is someone I went to school with 20 years ago. And they said, "Well, this is the same guy. And through that connection, I was really surprised to find out not only is he a fellow musicologist, but a great pedal steel player.
He was the same guy?
He was the same guy, yeah. And so we thought we would just have him on one or two tracks, but it's just such a great addition. I didn't initially think pedal steel would be something that complemented viola da gambas and recorders and sort of their traditional rock band. But I loved the sound so much I ended up using it on six or seven tracks.
A very ethereal sound. So you're saying they didn't have a pedal steel back in the 16th century?
No, they didn't. but he did end up really adding to the album. And I think the next track you were going to play, You Are a Rose, is a track that really, I think, stands out with his playing.
Okay. Did you have something you wanted to ask there,
John? Well, I was just wondering, you know, you were born and grew up in New York mostly.
Right.
So how did you get out here to Colorado? Was it through the music and the teaching and
that
sort of thing?
Yeah, I came out 20 years ago to do graduate work at CU. Thinking we'd go back to New York and falling in love with the area and the beautiful mountains and the open skies. And the kids wanted to stay. My wife wanted to stay. So I was with everybody and happy that I ended up at Regis, which has been really a dream job for me.
Yeah, and you set up a homestead in Louisville.
Right.
Yeah. So this next song we're going to hear, You Are a Rose, want to say something about that?
Well, it's the lyrics are based on a poem by Robert Herrick, who was a famous 17th century poet. And it's a short poem, only a couple of stanzas, so I really liked it a lot. There are a lot of poems back in the Renaissance period that use flowers and roses to symbolize different things. And so I took that as the basis for the lyrics, and then I ended up adding two or three more verses to it, and then took some of the melodic ideas from a William Byrd madrigal. So it's, again, a combination of Renaissance music and poetry that I transformed into something different.
Well, great. Well, we're going to hear it then. Also, we'd like to give away one of Mark's CDs. He brought some down here, and we'd like to give one away to the first caller once the music starts. Number is 221-5065 is the studio number. And so call in if you'd like a free copy of Joyful Sighs and Soulful Hymns. Mark Davenport, live in the studio, we're going to hear You Are a Rose from his brand new CD.
Maker of this song. maker of the sun.
Mark Davenport here. We have live in the studio today. Of course, that was not live. That's a track three off of his brand new CD, Joyful Sighs and Soulful Hymns. But Mark is live and in the studio and talking about his CD. And we've been giving away some live CDs. And Mark, I was going to ask you, you were talking a little bit about the lyrics, the inspiration for the lyrics for this CD. Could you say something about that?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I talked before about being influenced by some of the great songwriters of the 70s. For me, that's always the place you start, and that's where I started with this project was, you know, I really spent about 6 or 7 months just writing words, writing lyrics. If it doesn't connect with the lyric and you're going to have a hard time, you know, being successful with a song. So I always start with that. And try to draw in things from my own personal experience, things that sometimes are difficult to write about, mm-hmm. but often end up being you know, your best tunes when you're willing to be vulnerable, willing to sort of, you know, really say how you feel.
Honest lyrics. Well, that last tune though, those lyrics came from a poem.
The first two verses did, and then then I added onto that. So
I see.
So I actually used two. I only used two poems from the 16th century, and the rest are all originally, you know, written. So,
well, excellent. Now you played the recorder was on Little Star,
right? Recorder, the viola da gamba, acoustic electric guitar, bass, drums, percussion, and then on that last one, the addition of the pedal steel. I think we were going to play Second Chance, which is a tune that sort of brings all of those together.
Yeah, what can you tell us about that tune?
Well, that's a good example of you know, when I was looking at what I might write about, and it's sort of it has three vignettes that were pretty big events. The first one was the stillborn birth of what would have been my older brother, and I talk a little bit about that. It was something that we never talked about in the house. My mother never mentioned it, and really not until I started writing this song did I start to ask her about what that experience was like for her. You know, this was 1950, so it was stillborn children today. A lot of them, you know, you can get transfusions and they live, but, mm-hmm. but back in those days, he didn't. And then another part of that is my son's car accident. Just actually, both of my sons were in terrible car accidents, but one of them was in this just horrific accident where the cars burst into flames. And the third part of that, I know this all sounds sort of morbid, but the third part is when my wife got breast cancer and was sort of battling that over a course of a couple of years. So these were the three big things that, while they were, you know, topics that were hard to write about, ultimately, what I'm saying in this song is that life is also full of second chances.
Wow, and so all that's very personal stuff to, you know, include and to display to the world, you know, how you feel about these very traumatic events.
It is. It's hard to write about, and I think probably for some people hard to listen to.
But I bet it's really therapeutic, though, to express that in a song and have something so beautiful come out of that.
I've saved thousands of dollars on therapy bills.
Through writing songs.
By writing music, and that's you know, where I go when I need that kind of space.
Well, we're going to finish up with this song today on Mark's interview. Second Chance is the name of it. But before we do, I would like you to tell the folks, how can they access your brand new CD, which is now officially released?
Well, as of today, officially, you can get them up. My main distributor is CD Baby. But they're also on iTunes and Amazon.com and all those major online retailers.
Okay. Well, the name of the CD is Joyful Sighs and Soulful Hymns. Mark Davenport, live in the studio today, and we've been playing tracks off his CD and talking about it. So, Mark, is there anything else you'd like to say before we go out on this one?
Just thanks again for having me. It's been great to meet you and to hang out with you guys today.
Thanks for being here. Beautiful music.
Yes, it's gorgeous music. Thanks for coming up all the way from Louisville, Colorado. And so, Mark Davenport, Joyful Sighs and Soulful Hymns. We're going to hear track 5 off of this one, Second Chance, here on KRFC Fort Collins.
Lovingly, she carried him with joyful sighs and soulful hymns, gentle songs for aching limbs, but he would never sing too soon, taken up on soft angels' wings. But she was given a second chance to embrace the circumstance and to conceive another child. If you were the one to fill his place, would you remember him with grace? Would you wear his smile on your face? A parent's fear, a somber den, crying voices, speed engine, struck the car your son was in. No one could have survived, but kind blessings rained down upon their lives. And he was given a second chance to embrace the circumstance and to forgive the reckless one. Such strife, how would you thank God for his life? How would you hold him by your side? Well, I am the father of that lucky boy, and I'm the younger brother of that stillborn. Loving and kind, filled with goodness, the sweetest woman you'll ever find. But fortune can sometimes be blind, and even with a rest, grief may rest upon us with due. But she was given a second chance to embrace the circumstance and to laugh again and dance. If she were your lover and your wife, how would you thank God for her life? How would you share the rest of? I'm the father of that lucky boy, and I'm the younger brother of that still.